All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're gonna do Transmetropolitan, so get ready. A New Hope is begun. Gouge Away, three-part story. It's the little things. The side comments from the on-message ring of the politicians that surrounds the Oval Office like a Roman legion. Like, we'd really like to encourage the American community out of sexual surgery practices. Don't think I need to translate that one for you. Try this. It was George Washington who said that God should not be subtracted from politics. Who are we to argue with George Washington? Gospel choir hymn. The product of many hundreds of years worth of evolution since George Washington's tree-killing ass went in the dirt. The obvious answer. Now, God is something completely meaningless in a city that still generates one new religion each hour. But that's not the message. When he says God, he means rules, morality. It's the little things that give these people away. The Beast, whom the Smiler ousted and now lives in hate-ridden retirement, fuck all of ya, was an authentic monster. But he was a little monster, a malleable and predictable monster. Ultimately, a monster we could handle. A monster we could live through. That is not what you elected this time. I know what you elected. I have done the research. I have talked to the right people and gotten the stories. And over the next few editions of this column, I'm going to show you exactly what Gary Callahan is. Spider Jerusalem, Puritan Muse, the City, the Ides of March. Oh shit. That should put the cat among the pigeons. There is someone at the door. He has been cleared by security. Oh. Are we clean here? I had you check through Puritan Mew's security system and got a courtesy shutdown on the cams. Soundproofing can in case any airborne ambient mics are still on. What have you got for me? Well, listen, some of the stuff you asked for wasn't just illegal. It bordered on the obscene, man. What is this, a wander window? Yeah, dawn over the Karabati Islands. A world wander window. It creeped me out living somewhere this rich. I quit, thanks. I got two items on the list. If you're lucky, they'll stay legal for 4 or 5 weeks, and then the law will notice the damn things exist and legislate them off the shelves. Anyone asks you, their personal use, journalistic research or something, and naturally, you never even heard of me. G-Sanitize, 1 carton, removes all trace of your presence from sight, 10 square meters per ampule. ID trash can, 2 strips, renders organic material impossible to identify visually or forensically. And you know what these are. Best of luck, man. I don't know what you're doing with this ordinance, but I hope it works out for you. You are a man, you know? Even after they turn you into a cartoon. You're our man. Don't blow it for us. Morning, Elena. Coffee? Super coffee. Spider? Yeah. What are you doing awake in the morning? Shall I call the paramedics? Where are you going? Following up a story. Alone. If I need you, I'll call. Took some phone trait last night. Otherwise, full security measures. Oh no! You gonna fuck with me? Huh? You want some today? Come on, fucker, come on! Setting, unspeakable gut horror. Okay, better. I want to speak to Kristen right fucking now. You're fucking dead right fucking now! Stay. Damn. That's one way to take out the garbage. Ha! No one touched that dog. I'm having that for my fucking dinner. Did you think I was lying when I warned you? Did you think the truth was not in me? What are you fucking looking at? What, you think I'm one of the nutless freaks you peddle your watered-down gnat's piss to? One of your mental barflies gone bad? I'm a fucking journalist! I am working! Spider, such a nice surprise. Now fuck off, I'm not dealing and I'm not dealing to you. From political fixer to pusher to bar owner, interesting career arc, Kristen. You noticed, did you? And between becoming a media celeb and cartoon, I mean... You think that's all I've been doing? While you were watching Magical Truth Saying Bastard Spidey and having a good laugh at my expense, I was investigating exactly how you ponied up the cash for this bar. Because, You know, at first I figured you were just laundering cash from your previous position as drugs mommy to the new scum. But it wasn't that, was it? We both know that you never gave up your political contacts, but it came as a surprise to find out you're a betting woman, Kristen. Betting, in fact, on the odds of an assassination among the political staff of either candidate during the election. Interesting bet. Far more original than putting money on the chances of snow on Christmas Day. Big payout, too. You can't touch me. I wouldn't want to touch you unless I was wearing a spacesuit. You kept the contacts. You knew they were going to kill Vita Severn, and you decided to make some money off it. So I want to know, who did you get the word from? Can I get you some pills, Spider? On the house. Anything you want. Let's relax and talk a little here. There's some rare stuff coming out of old Vilnius. I have some. It's yours. Speak. Come on, Spider. We can do business here. This isn't like you. You've never met me before. Can I help you? I just need a few more What? I just need a few more moments more with this young lady. Yeah, I'll bet you do. Can you hear me? Go home, sweetheart. Don't come back. If you have to hang around in churches, find another one. This man has a long history of taking kids like you and holding them down and fucking them in the ass. Get a cab home. One with a Safe Ride logo. They've got cameras to keep the drivers honest. Thank you, Spider. My pleasure. Now go. Right. Now we know who we all are, don't we? You know what I was doing last night. I was on the feeds. I'm interested in politics, you see, and I wanted to see where some of my favorite polls come from. You can imagine how thrilled I was as a man born and bred in the city to discover Alan Schacht is originally from here. You know Alan Schacht, one-time political director of the president's electoral campaign, now presidential advisor? That just fascinated my ass. And well, you know what the feeds are like. Actually, no, I avoid the feeds. Really, you're missing a treat, Father. You can follow all kinds of weird paths off just one fact on the feeds. All kinds of odd connections there to be made, facts that fit into other facts. Here, did you know that we naturally leave computer archive activity records everywhere we go these days? Like your church doors there. They register the name and address of everyone who walks through them by comparing scanned DNA to the census records. I had no idea that Alan Schacht was a regular visitor to your church. I remember Mr. Schacht as a very devout man. You're right, you know. You're right. Very devout. Well known. A devout Christian classicist. And this is a church of Mary Vestal Slut. How odd, I thought. No good reason for Schacht to visit a church of heretic belief that often. I mean, to someone of Schacht's faith, you really are the bad guys. And with that in thought in mind, I checked you out, Father. Which brings us full circle in our little conversation, Father. Because you used to run the local right love cell. Not cell. Organized lobbying entity, and in this case, discussion group. Okay, discussion group, specifically discussing the legalization of sex with minors. Minors is an outdated term. Oof. Kids, pre-sexual humans, take your pick. But I can understand your attitude. You escaped prosecution for raping 6 children, so you figure you can dictate terms to me. Your church covered it up. Your friends covered it up. Right love muddied the trail a little. But I know you held cell meetings right here in your damn church. And I know you don't use the feeds, you're old-fashioned. And pompous, you really believe you're running a lobbying group. Therefore, you'll have taken minutes of meetings and membership rosters on paper, and you'll have kept them. I'm nobody's fucking cartoon. Gouge Away, Part 2 of 3. Brothers and sisters, I have a scheme. Journalism is a ticket to ride to travel deep into the dark heart of the pictures you see on your TV and feeds, and I'm going to take you on a ride with me. A short, wild ride to the heart of darkness. You and me, we're going into the White House. We're going into the Callahan team, the president's men. And we're going to see what they're really like down there in the dark. And what the fuck do you want? No, don't answer that. What you want doesn't matter. Just take your vanilla little cartoon ass out of here. Don't worry, it's a medical grade truncheon, sterile violence. I ought to tee off with this and smack the nuts off you just on basic principles. I'm here to see the alien love messiah. We're gonna fuck you up, you bastard. You can't just enter a church property and... Oh, Jesus. I can do any fucking thing I want. Setting rectal volcano. Bring out Fred. I'm right here. Deja vu. 2.5 years ago, you pulled the same stunt in a bar. Of course you didn't feel the need to beat one of my men half to death that time. Oh, I felt it. I just didn't do it. But it sounds like you think I'm still playing nice, Fred. I am no longer fucking around. Yeah! You and me, we need to talk. Now we can sit like adults, or you can gasp out what I need to know in between apocalyptic episodes of diarrheal attack. Either way, I get what I want. What do you want? You and the Callahan team. All connections, all conversations, all dealings. You don't need to see this. In fact, you don't even need to be out here. Get out now. Contact Shannon Yarrow via Mitchell Royce at the Word. She'll set you up in apartments on my credit card. Just tell her where you came from and tell her I said so. Bruce Chunt for Street Stink, live from the streets of the city. Approaching us now, Spider Jerusalem, famous writer. Let's ask him if he feels guilty about not being a real reporter like me. Hello, Spider. Bruce Cunt. Oh, Bruce Cunt, huh? Bruce Cunt, we met once. You stood on my dick during the Callahan nomination. Don't you ever feel like a bit of a fake? Bruce, the camera lens cracked. When it reached my bowel, Bruce. Farsight Community Reservation. Thanks for seeing me, Selkie. I know you and I know you get busy this time of year with the history harvest and all. Always a pleasure, Spider. What's up? Well, listen. You all have been updating me on your new developments ever since I first visited. And then you phone us up to tell us we're crazy, yeah. And something caught my eye a couple of months back. Something I could really use today. The telefactoring system. What are you up to, you sneaky little bastard? It's a station-to-station system, right? Right, we've gotten some serious funding for it, and it's beyond the test stage. Does that system have a station in California? Okay, here's the deal. We speed clone you in a tank in California, then institute a thought speed two-way link between you and it. Its brain is empty. You provide the mind from way back here. What we want to use them for is exploration. We can shove a VAT and telefactor station into a spacecraft, and on the planet Zog and take a... Land it on the planet Zog and take a walk around from here. But I have to tell you, I give in. I cannot possibly imagine what you would want with use of a telefactor. Oh, excuse me. There's some more. You move a hand, it moves at the exact moment in time. You send the message to walk, it walks. It is essentially you, but it's not. It's a telefactor. And yeah, then they talk about they use them for exploration. Simple. If I'm seen to leave the city, I will attract attention that I could do without. If I'm seen to leave the city and fly to California, alarm bells would go off in places I'd rather stayed quiet. Using your telefactor station, I can get in and out of California today without anyone being the wiser. Why California? It's where Miss Callahan and her kids still live. Okay. 8 o'clock and the sun's gone down. I am about my filthy business in the dark, which is the way I like it. Royce has been on the phone to filthy assistants who have not given out the number on the phone I currently have grown into my head. They're stalling him. I've got until midnight to get the latest column in. 4 hours to fit together the last parts of the bomb I'm throwing. And these last parts are the ones that are most likely to get me killed. I know this place. And with the press still asking the White House about the D-notice situation, asking politely, mind you, and not doing any research of their own, just like the corporate news authority shells they're trained to be, there's not a better time to risk it. The last stand of Thierry Nguyen, the demon whoremonger of Rangoon and satisfier of over 10,000 women and 592 men and 3,205 zoological specimens and 800 things we're not sure about. Died laughing of explosive scrotal failure on the spot while pleasuring 18 porn starlets, all of whom later committed suicide in grief. Still miss your columns, Theory. You two, Fuck off now. You're deaf, dumb, and blind. Give me a beer and then fade away. Done. Ah! Yeah! Hello, I'm a journalist. I love that. And you're one of the bastards who killed Rory Flanagan Lockwood. You shouldn't drink in the same bar every night, little boy. Bartender, a bottle of whiskey. Cheap whiskey. I would like to request an interview. I would like to know what the Dante Street Precinct house cops said to you before they let you out the front door. And I would like to know exactly what you saw. I'd also be interested to learn why your murdering shitfuck ass is out on the street. Wow. Stuck flat, smack dab in the middle of a century with nothing to lose. Sale, 50%. All the... Hold on, 50% off. All stuff, even the good shit. Ding! Welcome to the Hotel Avalon, the most beautiful hotel in the city. How can I be of service this? Oh, shit. Ding! Oh, fuck! Hello there, Lindsay, old buddy. How's it hanging? Thought you were in fucking Hollywood or something. No, just like you, still in the city doing the same old job. Check it out, asshole. I'm not in the same old job. Don't shit me, Lindsay. Change of job title, sure. Additional entries on the old job description uniform, but you're still a pimp. Pimps don't change, they follow a genetic imperative. And a little birdie told me that you're still pimping, but now you're on an exclusive basis. You run whores to service the clientele of this hotel. And this hotel has had some rather interesting guests in the last couple of years, hasn't it? Gary Callahan stayed here during the nominations. You must be fucking kidding! Oh yeah, I must be joking. Because you can see me fucking laughing, can't you? Ding ding, round two. Take a dive, Lindsay. Just tell me what I want to know. You don't want to fuck with me tonight. I'm a man with a mission. I haven't forgotten a thing. Remember that? Pre-programmed Alert 9. A Spider Jerusalem column has arrived. Hmm? Alright, let's have a look. Dial Spider Jerusalem. Dial Spider Jerusalem. Connecting you. Come on, speak. Spider, it's Royce. Speak, Royce. You can't say this shit, Spider. You just can't. You're begging for another D notice. Royce, is exactly 2 minutes to 12. You don't have time to get the column through approvals and get it to print. I've got on the record sources for every damn thing in that column, Royce. Every last name is real and recorded. Run it. Let them scream. Fuck the board of directors. This will be the best-selling issue of the year. They'll all be able to go out and buy new prostates by this time tomorrow. Platinum ones. And you and me, Royce, will have told the truth. Big game. General Habitat. Gouge Away, part 3 of 3. Spider's Web. New column by Spider Jerusalem has left everyone inside the Beltway feeling like they've been nuked. Buzzword on Pennsylvania Avenue this morning is betrayal, and if Spider Jerusalem lived in D.C. today, he wouldn't see sundown. And the hours before dawn here in California, we've noticed private security guards taking position around Miss Callahan's residence. Morning. City section news budget meeting at 11, people. And no, Sorensen, I will not give up op-ed space to your theories about the reign of penises over Salt Lake City. Give it up. Bring me something worth talking about, people. Aside from Spider's column, yesterday's section was piss poor. You hear me? Mr. Royce, the board of directors wants to see you. Washington Press Corps descend on the D.C. residence of presidential advisor Alan Schacht, outed as a pedophile by Spider Jerusalem in this morning's... Karen Callahan was once one of California's most gifted attorneys. Now she lives in seclusion there with her children, barred from her vocation by her husband's edict, yet separated from him by most of a continent and the White House. It would seem that the only person in the country who was prepared to find her and let her speak in her own voice was Spider Jerusalem. Pimp confesses to fixing up the president with whores during his nomination fight in the city. Names name, but city press confess it could be next to impossible to locate. Miss Callahan says the president's penis is quite small and crooked. Spider fucking Jerusalem. Crowds outside Shock's apartment window bang for his blood. White House security detail is arriving, a little late if you ask me, and they can't get through the mob. And you saw it here on Beltway News, the suicide of presidential advisor Alan Schacht. And oh my god, he's sanitizing his apartment. He must have disabled the apartment safety features just before he put the gun to his head. One down, Vita. No, Spider's not available for interview today. He stands by the column logged at the Word City section. That's all you're getting, yeah. And he said specifically that he wants everyone at your newspaper to choke and die on his own magnificent penis. Hello, no, we're supposed to call it the terrible shrine of Spider Jerusalem these days, but yeah, he lives here. I question the magnificent bit too, but I know he'd still take the time to find a way to make you die with it. Ha! I am not here. I died on the cross for your sins and I've shat myself. Shat myself! There, filthy assistants, pack bags, one bag each of essentials. Have your other shit couriered to safe locations by noon. No questions, just get it done. Trust the fuckhead. Alan Schacht, then political fixer, close friend of Gary Callahan, integral part of the new Oval Office. Big pedophile. The White House is in rare turmoil this morning. Our sources on the Hill understand that the White House security has been tripled. We also hear that the Oval Office was about to deliver an opening rebuttal of Spider Jerusalem's explosive column, but that press conference was scrubbed when Schacht torched his apartment and blew his own brains out. It is generally assumed that he was destroying materials related to his sickness in an attempt to mitigate the column's effects on his friend, the president. But that column also intimated that Schacht knew more than he was letting on about the assassination of his one-time colleague, Dr. Vita Severn. Join me at 8 p.m. for Alan Schacht, Remembering a Pervert. Gary Callahan this morning registers the lowest ever approval rating for a sitting president since President Rodham was caught fisting kittens in the streets of Brooklyn. Damn! That's pretty bad. You say, I can't get worse than Joe Biden? Yeah, it can. No, General, not yet. First, I have to cut him off at the throat. I've already spoken to the board of directors at the Word. Yes, General, I am masturbating into the American flag again. It relaxes me. Do you have a problem with it? Would you rather I use you? I don't understand. The background material backing up the column was impeccable. The sales are astonishing. This is old-fashioned investigative journalism, the kind they trained out of us in school. Don't be weak. Be tough enough to enjoy the notoriety and the money and the power and the best writer in the country. As the city wakes up, crowds are starting to gather at Civic Center in the wake of this morning's bombshell Spider Jerusalem column. Computer, give me phone tools and get me my bank's personal service manager. Demanding to know why the mayor's office saw fit to interfere so disastrously in the bailed release of the Lockwood murder suspects. Jerusalem's interview with suspected killer Daniel Cox is an eyewitness account of police and mayor collusion in the tragic... Good morning, how can I be of service? I need to make some changes to my account. Certainly, sir, what is required? I'm closing it. You are currying $10,000 in used bills to me by noon. The balance of my account is to be transferred to the Bank of the Terrible Marching Powder in Medellin, and that's immediately. I'll give you the number, but... What have we done wrong, sir? Nothing. Yet. This is how the siege of Dante Street ended. The blood of peaceful protesters and media. Today we begin to learn why from the interview conducted with Daniel Cox is archived publicly by Spider Jerusalem. We were being kept in the lobby. Our bail was set at like $1 each and a cop paid it. Could hear them on their phones talking to all sorts of people. It was real tense in there. Then the desk sarge said he had the mayor's office on the line and everyone just about shat. Daniel L. Cox, Lockwood murderer. Cop next to me had a radio on his hip. Some sniper guy outside squawked on it. Said he spotted you, Spider Jerusalem. Things got real cold after that. Big cop came out of the phone conference with Civic Center. said we were being pushed out the front door. Some smart guy says that'll set off a fucking riot. Big cop says that's the plan. And you've got orders to shoot all rioters on sight. And Civic Center says every shot is a good shot. Come on, come on, you useless bastards. Move your fat asses. Fuck you, Jerusalem. Fuck you for making me leave my precious bar and hide. Once this all blows over, I'm going to find a way to shit on your life if it kills me. Oh, shit. No! That'll be the call I was expecting. Speak. Hello, Royce. I've got bad news, Spider. I mean, really fucking bad news. I know, let's just get on with it. You're fired. Uh-huh. They'll kill your company credit card any second. Might freeze the bank account we set up for you while they decide whether or not to take reparations from it. Right. Damn it, Spider, don't write me. They're fucking you, man. Your journalist insurance is canceled. You're unprotected. They're gonna take your apartment. The word's gone out. You're poison. No paper in the city will touch you. Ah, my glittering career as a newspaper man all sluiced away down the great crapper of life. Filthy assistants. Snap. Are you all fucked up on drugs? No, what I am is one step ahead. Cleaned out the bank account today. Also sucked the company credit card to death. I know who got me fired, Royce. I know other paper will touch me. Everything is under control. You take care of yourself, man. You only ever did right by me. I won't be seeing you for a while, but you'll be seeing me. Spider, what? Spider! Spider! Mr. Jerusalem, CPD. We've been sent to enforce your hostile eviction from these premises. Hello? Gone. Shit, he stripped the fucking place. All he's left is this shitty old maker. And I think it's hopped up on something. Fuck was that? You are right, Officer Pup. I am completely fucked up on bad mecha drugs. No one at all programmed a revenge mechanism into me. I did it all myself. Every human in this room now is a Martian venereal disease. The kind that creates big sacks of green shit with singing maggots on your ass and your chest and your face. The incurable kind that you only catch off Martian whores in that part of the city CPD. The city CPD were banned from visiting after that scandal. Nobody fucks with the truth. I never liked it in there anyway. I need to be out here. No job, no place, no friends, no hope. What now? Look for somewhere to lay down and die? Hell no, I have a cunning plan, and Christ alive, I haven't felt this good in years. This way, run! Wow. Next writers, a Transmetropolitan story. Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever you call it, I fucking hate it. But winter, that's different. I love winter. Here's why. My grandparents dreaded winter. Back when they were kids, winter always meant bad things. Meant another war, meant food lines and power outages and people their age dying alone in the cold. But when I was a kid, I looked forward to it. And not just because I like to see old people suffering. Because winter meant a new season's maker codes, and it meant clean snow that you could eat straight out of the air, and, I mean, Christmas, that wasn't a big deal. I'd just get something else made out of lizards by Mom. But winter meant change. Every new winter, things got a bit better. You people don't remember what life used to be like. No one in the city knows what fucking year it is. Do you remember how people used to line up for bread? Remember when we couldn't get anything to grow across half this country? Remember this? Email burns oil and shits filth into your air? Of course you fucking don't. And you don't care either. Cause odds are you're drinking Icelandic spring water and eating Cantonese duck with fresh bean sprouts out of your maker. Boiling and irradiating faucet water to get the shit out of it. Choking on thin cheap government issue microprotein cakes means nothing to you. I remember when they switched mercury on. Remember my mom holding me in front of the TV and saying, "Remember, this is history." How many of you even think of the fact that all of our energy comes from a planet covered in solar panels? How many of you know that snow used to burn? Winter by winter, that changed. The world got better. And when the world still wasn't good enough, when things were still fucked, when I got sick of the taste and texture of lizard food and lizard playthings and lizard underplants, there was always next winter to look forward to. And God knows I'm hoping this winter does the trick. I keep watching the news to see if half the city's been accidentally sterilized in the night. Midnight TV vigils, just in case the president suffers a fatal aircraft toilet accident that chucks his intestines over the city like streamers at a ticker tape parade. That takes me back, you know. We were so poor on the Quayside that on New Year's Eve they had to put off on fireworks shows using intestines. Luckily there were a lot of people from New Zealand around, but in the end we used them all up. I remember a lefty ink pen tried for a similar effect by stuffing puppies in a chipping machine. But anyway... Filthy assistants! No fair! Put that thing down! Don't you dare! These are new clothes! You're probably wondering what the point of all this ugly rambling bullshit is. It's this. The future is inherently a good thing. And we move into it one winter at a time. Things get better one winter at a time. So if you're going to celebrate something, then have a drink on this. The world is, generally, and on balance, a better place to live this year than it was last year. For instance, I didn't have this gun last year. Eek! Spider Jerusalem, more famous than Jesus, better dressed than Santa Claus, wouldn't be seen dead on a cross and has never been caught up a chimney. So I deserve your money more. Heave! Merry Christmas, everyone. Okay, well, we know all about these people here. Okay. That's it. Year three. All right, folks. That's going to be it for Transmetropolitan. We'll catch you in January with more Transmetropolitan, the next volume. What happens next? I don't remember. It's been a while, but I know it's going to be interesting. So we'll keep reading, and hopefully you'll be here. Alright, this is the Grim Lord and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with Transmetropolitan.